News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT proudly presents America's Coolest Conservative. Well, proudly could be stretching it a bit. Welcome to the TJ Ritchie Show.
Hold on. Biting the microphone, which is not a good thing when you're a broadcast professional doing a radio show that 11 people are listening to. You got to be able to have control of the microphone. You got to be the dominant over the microphone, not the submissive. But every night it's different in here for some reason. And I'm about to tear it up, mess with it. You know, this is a classic radio station, what they call a heritage radio station. But I think that some of these microphone stands are the original WBT microphone stands from 100 years ago. Well, hello, my people. So glad to be here. Now, as you know, if you've listened, you know, been one of the 11 listeners throughout my short time here at News Talk 1110, 99.3 WBT, then you know I'm a hard-working man. I do two shows every day, a syndicated morning show. And you know when that happens? In the morning. And then this show in the evening, and that happens in the evening. But here I am every night, busting it, trying to get something going. Hours and hours of show preparation and all that disgusting reading that I have to do. Ugh, kids, don't read. It's terrible. Stay away from it if you can. That's a joke. Trying to get some recognition. That's all I'm doing. Trying to get on somebody's radar to hit it big. Meanwhile, my daughter, who lives in Nashville, she just turned 25. She makes one little TikTok video, and she was featured on CBS News this morning, like the national show. She was interviewed for an article in the New York Times and some other big websites and stuff. And that's not even her job. It's just like, boom, right there. Makes one video. It goes viral, I guess is what you call it. Now, I was approached by the New York Times one time to do an interview, and I said no because they're a bunch of, in my opinion, communists. And they were going to interview me about something political. They were interviewing her in the style section or something, and that's why she did it. She wasn't going to do it if it could have been anything they could turn political. Because that's my baby girl. She knows. But it was about this this thing called the Gen Z stare. Are you fellas familiar with that? The Gen Z stare or the Gen Z face or something?
I've never heard of it.
It's where, you know, members of the Gen Z, which I think that's both of y'all, right? Aren't you at the top of that, Lonnie? Or are you at the bottom of millennials?
No, sir. I'm a millennial.
You're
I'm
at the bottom of the millennials. Okay.
Well, no, actually. Yeah, something like that. But yeah. 88.
Right. Okay. So you're the youngest of to the younger part of the millennials, and Isaac is right there, full fledged Gen Z.
That's me.
Now, most of the time, millennials are being made fun of by the Gen Z. But this is not. This is one where the millennials have started picking on the Gen Z about these awkward faces that they make because they're antisocial in a lot of ways. And but my daughter is a Gen Z, and she made this video that was demonstrating what the Gen Z stare is, or whatever they call it. Hang on, I can look it up real quick because I hate to keep, you know. I'm jealous of her, but I do need to get the facts straight. Yeah, the Gen Z stare. And my daughter's name's Lainey, and Lainey worked in retail at a boutique, and so she was just going through and demonstrating how the Gen Z stare works. And when she would go and say, "Hi, can I help you with something?" then they would just, and she demonstrated, they just stare at you, like they're afraid to speak or something. So when she made that video, then obviously a lot of people were complaining and taking shots, and then people would argue in the comments, and that's how it ended up going viral. But they were looking at it a little differently from the New York Times perspective, because she is a Gen Z, and she was mocking the Gen Z stare. So it comes from, I'm positive, I don't even have to look it up, but it comes from Gen Z being afflicted socially by all of the COVID lockdowns and you know, putting them on house arrest when they were in their most most active teen years, and the government put them on house arrest along with the rest of the country. Got that, and they're the first generation that has been raised exclusively with social media and all of that. I think some of the millennials didn't have social media as prevalent as Gen Z do, so because then they developed those social, I'd say, you know, setbacks. Now, not my kids, because I saw that coming, and my wife and I saw it. So we always made sure that our kids speak to adults, get in conversations, know how to talk to people. At restaurants, we always made sure that they ordered what they wanted. They talked to the server. We didn't order for them. Nothing, never giving them an excuse to withdraw and not say anything to somebody in public. So maybe that's where my daughter comes in with the observation and doing the impression of the Gen Z stare. Isaac, in all seriousness, he is not that way at all. As a matter of fact, Isaac is probably the oldest soul Gen Z, other than my kids, that I know. We talk after the show in the parking lot and all, and it's just like talking to an old man.
I wear that title proudly.
Good. Yeah, I figured you would. Nobody wants to be, you know, thought of as being socially inept. Even though Isaac says Lonnie is. He just pointed at you behind your back, Lonnie, so I thought I would let you know.
This young buck is still wet behind the ears, still got Similac on his breath, you know?
Yeah, still screaming for the doorknob, thinking it's a biscuit.
You were right about the Gen Z making fun of millennials, though. I make fun of Lonnie a lot.
Right. And I find it amusing. And you know why?
Why?
Because millennials were the ones making fun of my generation. So now they're getting a taste of what it's like, and they can't stand it.
He deserves it.
I mean, you get a 38-year-old woman, a 40-year-old woman that's at the top of that millennial, and they find out that Gen Z girls are making fun of their style and their fashion and the way they speak and making fun of them for saying, "I don't feel like adulting today," and things like that. I mean, they go ballistic. They hate it. But it is more the women than the men, you know, that get made fun of.
I make fun of Lonnie's style as well.
Yeah, I know. And he makes fun of yours.
Jealous. That's the term, jealous.
Well, no, if you make fun of his, you're just being, you know, the cool guy picking on him. If he comes back at you, then, you know, he's just the grouchy old dude. that's the way it works, Lonnie.
I love these rules.
That's the way it's always been with me. When I try to take up from, you know, the way my generation did, it's like, "Oh, you're just a grouchy old man. You don't know." Mm-hmm.
I'm still trying to be big bro, not unk yet.
Yeah, well, I'm just trying to hang on to unk status because I know I'm quickly rushing toward pop. So, all that said, we need to teach our children well. You need your kids to be more like Isaac.
Saying this to my parents.
I can't believe I almost got that out without laughing, but I didn't quite make it. Okay, I have a tip for messaging for the Republicans, and I don't think any of them will be brave enough to take my advice on how the messaging should go, but I'm going to throw it out there anyway, and I'll also give you an example of when Republicans didn't take my advice on messaging, and it ended up biting them pretty hard, biting all of us. So we'll get into all that coming up next.
More of the TJ Ritchie Show is coming up.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.
Radio, podcasts, and cool social media content. Get all the TJ you can handle at WBT.com/TJ. Now, back to the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
Okay. Well, I'm in a little bit of a dilemma here because I was ready to give you my A material for tonight. But we're having some technical problems and we're not broadcasting on all cylinders, so to speak. As a matter of fact, the main cylinder we're not broadcasting on. So I don't want to waste my A material that needs to be spread throughout the community and the world. You know, when a great number of the 11 listeners can't even hear it. So I don't know. And I don't like to repeat material because it doesn't have the same effect when you retell it as it does when you tell it passionately the first time to people. So I've got to do something, and I don't really have any bad material to waste because there's no such thing, but I don't want to give out my really, really solid, groundbreaking advice to Republicans near and wide on how to message for the elections and all. And well, actually, the message just for branding forever that could change the electorate to the point where Democrats will never win another election. Because I guess I can tell you one part of it, which would be the story of when I tried to do this in the past. I wasn't in news talk radio or the political world or anything. Well, I kind of was because I hosted political fundraisers and I was the MC and host of these big, you know, Republican events and things like that. While I was still, you know, it was still just a top 40 morning show with the Ace and TJ show. I would go do these things from time to time. But I was always friendly with former mayor of Charlotte and governor of Charlotte, Pat McCrory. And he was running for governor for re-election. And I sent him an email. Well, first of all, I sent him a text and told him I had an idea of some creative content for his political ads on TV and stuff. He said, great, send me an email with him. So I emailed him, and there were two scenarios. This was back with the bathroom situation of men going into the women's bathrooms and all of that. That was the height of it. And the idea I sent him was to show a woman, attractive woman working out at a gym. She's on the treadmill. She gets finished. She's walking off the treadmill. Her friends are yelling, "You through, girl?" And she goes, "Yeah, I'm done for the day." And she goes into the women's locker room. And as she's walking in, she passes two young college age guys walking out of the men's locker room. And they pass her. And then they stop. One looks at the other and says, "I don't know about you, but I'm identifying as a woman today." And the other one says, "You know what? Me too. I feel like I'm a woman today." And then they just turn around and follow her into the women's locker room and start, taking off their clothes. like they're going to take a shower or something. And then it would come up on the screen, boom. This is what, I guess it was Roy Cooper, this is what Roy Cooper wants. Pat McCrory stands in his way, or whatever it was. It was that concept, and I think it was a little edgy. And then the other idea I had was to show a mom checking out at Target, and her little girl says, "Mommy, I have to use the restroom." And she said, "Well, it's right there," because, you know, at Target, they got the restrooms right there by the registers and all. So the little girl goes into the restroom, and then a guy with a scraggly beard and you know, dirty looking, takes out a pair of clip-on earrings out from his pocket and clips them in like he's a woman, and then walks in behind her with the same thing. Boom. Roy Cooper wants this. Pat McCrory stands in his way. So I realize, especially at the time, that that was out there, you know, that's what most people would consider to be too far. But fast forward to where we ended up in that whole issue. And was it really, or was it just a harsh look at where things were headed? So I think a lot of times Republicans and especially conservatives need to step up and not worry about things not looking, buttoned up, so to speak, and you know, step out. That's, President Trump has proven that. I mean, hit them with real talk, you know, the real issues, what it's really like. But too many Republicans in the past, and I'm not saying that Governor McCrory, you know, chickened out or anything, could have never even gotten to him. But it needs to be a plain spoken message that Democrats across the board are for this, 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 and this. All of the things that are bringing America to its knees, politically and socially. All of those things that are bringing it to its knees are Democrat-supported tactics. And, you know, I don't even know if, because the Republicans get queasy, professional Republicans get queasy about using the term communist or Marxist when they're referring to Democrats. President Trump will throw it out there. He doesn't mind. But like this, I almost cussed. This dude almost called him something I can't say on the radio, even when the radio's not working. This mayoral candidate of New York, they still refer to him as a Democrat socialist or just a socialist. And he's far from that. I mean, he's a full-fledged, brutal communist Islamist. And that's what I was going to get into. Because I haven't heard anybody with the ideas of messaging against what we're facing right now that I came up with this weekend. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe everybody, that I just haven't heard it. Maybe a lot of people have been saying it, but I haven't heard it. So, as luck would have it, when I'm ready to just really hit you between the eyes with something to make you start really thinking or pumping your fist in the air or whatever, the main part of our broadcast goes off. Any word on how that's going, Isaac?
Working on it.
Oh, good. Working on it. Because, I mean, you can't even say, if you can't hear us right now on the radio, go to the live stream, because then they'd never hear that.
So we're still on FM. Our AM is...
Right. That's what I said. The main part is down. Yeah. But I didn't specify. I was just saying the main part. is down.
To the Gen Z, you know, that's still live. You know, to the millennials, we're down.
Okay. Well, do y'all have, let's say, Mr. Winterbull's last hour and a half that he did we can just rerun today?
We'll rerun it, dude. You give us the word.
Okay. Well, maybe. All right. So we'll see what we got, how we get into it coming up next.
The TJ Richey Show.
Hear the TJ Richey Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjrichey.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or my media center at tjrichey.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjrichey.com.
Identifying liberalism and mocking it relentlessly. This is the TJ Richey Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
All right. Look, I'm gonna go ahead and do it. Even though we're being alerted here that our AM signal is having some problems, but I'm gonna go ahead and do it, and then do my A material that I brought here, and then just try to get the word out to make sure to go listen to the podcast. You should do that anyway. If you miss anything, you can always go to the podcast. And if you go to tjrichey.com, tjrichie.com, then you can subscribe to that. And my website goes as an icon on your phone or your tablet or whatever, just like an app would. And you use it just like you would an app. So you can hear this show in its entirety in a podcast. You can hear my morning show, the TJ and Riggins show. You can also watch that. You can watch my wife and I have a podcast. You can watch that, listen to that, whatever. There's a whole bunch of stuff there. TJRichey.com. Or you can go to WBT.com/TJ. Okay. So here's the thing. Rohan Mamdani, the loser, bloodthirsty idiot in New York that's running for mayor, that will probably end up being the mayor of New York, is a perfect tool for the Republicans to really make an impact in changing the Democrats and a bunch of them to becoming Republicans. I didn't say conservatives, but, you know, baby steps. This guy is a communist. He's not a Democrat socialist. He has called for global intifada, which is an uprising. And I'm sorry, I should have asked you about this during the break, Isaac. But can you find that clip we had from the other night that is called Intern Call for Intifada? Thank you, sir. So Mamdani is not a socialist, a Democrat socialist. He's a communist, but he's also a supporter of terrorism and Sharia law. There was a video that went around last week of, and I talked about it, where there's a Muslim police officer in New York that's standing in the line, keeping the protesters back. And there's this crazed woman in a hijab yelling in his face, screaming and screaming at what a sellout he is. And just, I really don't know how he kept his composure, but he did. And then another video surfaced of her, and this woman was an intern in the office of mayoral candidate Rohan Mamdani. Listen.
And a true believer knows that none of this is in vain, that this is all jihad, that this is all ibadah, and that this is all counted for by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so the conversation of doxing, the conversation of getting arrested and suspended, I think it's time for Muslims to start to say, all right, so what? Do what you want. I'm gonna do what I gotta do, because it's about time to do that. And I know everybody has their own families and has an education and everything. It's just a question. We don't wanna get doxxed, and we don't wanna get suspended, and we don't wanna get arrested. How gangsta are you? That's just my question. How much are you willing to do it? And I know everyone has their own risk levels, but at the end of the day, that's a question to ask ourselves. How committed am I to this? How, to what extent of my personal material gains am I willing to sacrifice for this bigger noble cause? And subhanAllah, I truly believe that when your heart is in the right place, if you get suspended, if you get doxxed, because it's bound to happen when you're doing a righteous cause and when you're doing something for the sake of Allah here in the West, it will never, ever be in vain. And the true believer does not fear that, because the true believer knows that the Akhirah is a promise.
Okay. I love how she goes from, you know, speaking in, you know, these eloquent dialect and perfect diction and whatnot, until all of a sudden, I'm going to do what I got to do. She tries to throw that in there like she's gangster or something. And then she actually asks, how gangster are you? So she's just a, you know, a fake little child. But she's calling for a violent takeover of our country, which should warrant some justice from the Justice Department. But here's what I want you to think about. What does that mean? What does the uprising and doing what you gotta do and all of that in the name of Allah, what does that mean? That means that Mamdani and all of his followers want to take over everything in the name of Allah. Now, I'm not saying that this is just Muslims. These are radical Islamists, okay? So here's the message that comes from that. Any Democrat that does not denounce Mamdani and anybody else that comes behind him with this same platform is a full-blown anti-black, anti-Hispanic racist. Because what does it mean when you want to take over in a violent uprising to change everyone or to cleanse the country of everyone who isn't a radical Islamist? It means that the vast majority of black people in this country are what? Christians. The vast majority of Hispanics in this country are what? Christians. So if they want to stamp out the Christians, then that means that there is a politician running for office that wants to do away with white people, black people, and Hispanics, as well as, you know, any Asians that may be Buddhist or whatever the case may be, anybody who's not Muslim. But let's just focus on the targets of the Democrat Party to begin with, which are black people and Latinos. Those are the ones that they've always claimed to champion. Those are the ones that they've always manipulated and scared them to say that, oh, if a Republican gets elected, you're going to be in for it. You're going to lose everything you've got. They're going to take away your benefits. They're going to do that. When there is an outspoken candidate for mayor in the biggest city in this country, the biggest example of capitalism in this country, the city that was attacked on 9/11 by radical Islamists, when he's about to win the mayoral election, if Democrats support him, then they are anti-black, anti-Hispanic racists. And I don't care what color they are. There's no way around that. If your goal is to be is to do away with everyone who isn't Muslim, then you're obviously anti-black, anti-Hispanic in the United States. So who's going to call him out for that? But better yet, who's going to call out the Democrats who support him for being racist? Anyone? Now, I know a lot of people saying that's one of the most ridiculous things. You're not ever going to get that idea past anybody. Okay. Well, maybe not. Again, I'm just a glorified DJ. What do I know? But I don't see how it could mean anything else. And I don't use white people as the example, white Christians, because it's already been established that nobody cares how much white Christians are insulted or you know, targeted. But when you're talking about blacks and Hispanics in America, that Democrats always claim to champion, it's a different story. So think about that, and we'll have more coming up next.
It's TJ Ritchie. Late, live, and local. It's the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
Hey, welcome back. If you want to talk, no big deal, we'll talk. 704-570-1110 is the phone number. That's also the number you can use to text right in here to the studio. 704-570-1110, the WBT text line, driven by Liberty Buick GMC. I haven't even looked yet. I'm sure there are a bunch of mean texts already. It's just like they stand there waiting for me to come in. Everybody else on the station just gets, oh, we love you, we love you, we love you. As soon as I come in, oh, TJ trying to be a bad, you know. You know why? Because people dumb. That's why. They dumb. Okay. So we're talking about this low-life cockroach, bloodthirsty, terrorist-supporting, intifada, calling Mom Donnie. That's going to be the mayor of New York. And everybody's like, ah, it's just New York. Who cares? New York screwed up anyway. Let them have it. Who cares? Let the people of New York reap what they sow. Blah, 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 blah. It's not that simple. This is not just a New York thing. This is, as President Obama would say, a movement. It's a movement afoot. If you don't believe me, here is the new mayoral candidate of Minneapolis, which Minneapolis is I would say pretty much a doo-doo city. to say it like an intellectual. So here is this guy, and you may have heard this all day today or seen the video, but if you haven't, this guy looks exactly like one of the Somali pirates on that movie that Tom Hanks did about being his boat being hijacked by the Somali pirate, whatever that was called, Captain Pahillips. That was it. All right, so this is this guy's mayoral pitch right out of the gate. Listen.
I'm ready to work hard to, one, build a Minneapolis that working people can afford to call home. Two, protect our city from a hostile White House. And three, diversify our city's public safety response by increasing the minimum wage to $20 by 2028 and passing rent stabilization to stop price gouging and incentivizing new construction, we can protect workers. Protecting all of our communities from Donald Trump means not letting MPD interact with ICE. whether it's for an immigration raid or not. Our residents deserve a mayor that will stand up to Donald Trump and say, no, not in our community. Did you know that the city's own data showed that 47% of calls to MPD can be diverted to non-police response? Cops aren't social workers. Investments in...
Sorry. This is a defund the police. It's a different way of wording defund the police. You know, this is how many percentage of calls from the police for this or that did not need the police involved? This is back to hiring social workers and not police officers. That is an effort to break down society. Because when you take police officers off the street, what do you have? Mayhem. When you have mayhem, who do you turn to fix it? Government. Take away freedom to bring back security. This is all by design. Go ahead.
Cops aren't social workers. Investments in programs like these ensure that the appropriate response arrives when we call 911. And we can actually free up police resources to focus on violent crime that detracts from community safety.
Yeah. I heard the word seize in there, I think, as well, he was saying. It's the exact platform that the cockroach mom Donnie has in New York. An anti-American, anti-capitalist platform. So you see, it's not just New York. It's a movement. And it's been going on a long time. It's just really going full force in the public eye right now. So what are we going to do? What are we going to do? I know to a lot of people that sounds great, you know, fixed rent, government-run grocery stores, you know, everything's cheaper, everything's better. His whole platform is fighting Donald Trump. What's going to happen when Donald Trump's not in office? You know, we don't have a whole lot of time left with Donald Trump running things. Who's coming behind him? Are we going to elect somebody that's just as tough? What about the House of Representatives, where my sweet majestic Queen Jazzy is a member of the Congressional Congress? We're gonna let that go to Democrats / Communocrats / anti-American Islamists. We already have a few of those in there. We got that Ilhan Omar, and we got that Rashida Tlaib, and then that lunatic from Seattle, whatever her name is, Jayapal. We're going to just fill it up with that. What about our mayors? What about our city council members? All of them. We're just going to keep electing Democrats that will stand behind this radical change and movement just because they want to tear down America. This is not a time to stand on the sidelines and just cheer President Trump, even though it's, you know, it's good, the stuff that he's doing. And we do get fired up about it. But we got to be planning. Democrats don't ever rest. Even when they're in charge, they're looking the next way they can take over something else, and the next place they can tear down America, and the next place they can make America less like the country that it was founded to be. That's why I say it doesn't matter whether it is school board member or the president and all in between. At this point in 2025, we cannot trust Democrats to be in power and in control of anything. They've ripped their britches, as they say. They've had their chance to be normal people, and they've blown it. They've proven over many, many years consistently that they are not to be trusted with leadership because they're up to no good all the time. Up to no good. And you know what? If you know a professional Democrat, tell them I said it. And if they don't want to be thought of in that way, if they're like, no, not me. I'm a moderate. I'm not like the extremist. Okay, then become a Republican. Otherwise, you're associated with extremist, anti-American Marxists, communists, racists. Yeah. Racism has always been on the Democrat side. History shows that. They're racist against whichever group benefits them the most to be racist against. The way it works. Oh, the life of a Democrat. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to do whatever you wanted to do and then not have a conscience about it? Sometimes that would be nice. You know, it's kind of like you envy those people that will just tell somebody off no matter what's going on and not care and just keep moving. Sometimes I envy somebody not caring about other people's feelings. Well, that's the way Democrats are. They don't have a conscience. Okay. TJ on the News is coming up next. You do not want to miss that.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.
Live from the big city of Charlotte, North Carolina, it's TJ on the News.
News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. We've spanned the globe. We've gotten the stories that are the most important and the things that you must know. Young Isaac is here. Lonnie Ray is here, whose middle name is not Ray, but that's what I call him. Lonnie Ray. And you know why? Because he doesn't have a middle name. I got to give him something.
Hey, it's okay, yeah. Man. It's like Sweet Baby Ray, but Lonnie Ray.
There you go. You know. There you go. All right. So if everyone's ready, lead story. A 63-year-old man from Texas is facing charges after he stole a boat in Key West and took it all the way to Cuba. His name is Floyd Devasier. Like Cavassier, but Devasier. 38-year-old woman with him hasn't been ID'd. It's not clear if she knew what was happening or not. He rented a 26-foot fishing boat last Tuesday from a place called Beach Weekend Key West Marina. He was supposed to have it out for 2 days but never brought it back. He was heading due south when the onboard GPS tracker cut out. They say he was about 30 miles south of Key West when they lost track of him and somebody on another boat saw him. Headed toward Cuba and called it in. Cuba's Coast Guard scooped him up and got in touch with Homeland Security. He's now back in the U.S. facing charges for, quote, hiring or leasing with the intent of defraud. But last we heard, the boat was still there, and the owner of the rental company said that he's not sure if he's even going to get it back. He said, how in the world did we end up losing a boat to Cuba? I didn't think that was even in play. So no word on whether Floyd was trying to sell the boat, smuggle drugs, or just wanted to see Havana. But it wasn't his first rodeo. He did the same thing in 2019, and the boat also ended up in Cuba. His rap sheet includes several convictions for drug-related crimes. Oops. Yeah, so he may just be working for Cuba. And say, hey, I'm going to do this, and then y'all get to keep the boat.
Got to hit him with them sanctions, man.
Yeah. I mean, how are we going to let Cuba just take an American boat? We don't play that. Oh, Castro and them. Uh-uh. Okay, I didn't even know Cuba had a Coast Guard.
I didn't either. Really?
Couple John boats.
Yeah. some airboats like they got, you know, on those swamp tours in Florida and Louisiana. All right, next story.
baby, let me be. Your love will take me back.
Investigators in San Bernardino County, California, responded to reports of human remains spotted outside a convenience store and found a teddy bear purportedly wrapped in human skin. Wow. Though it now appears that the ordeal is likely an elaborate prank. But, you know, California is the serial killer capital of the United States. So you see something with human skin, you're automatically going to think there's a serial killer out here trying to taunt police. But officials with the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department confirmed that deputies arrived at an AM/PM store. That's a convenience store. Quote, a coroner investigator has taken possession of the object and the investigation is continuing. In the footage of the scene obtained by KTLA, sheriff's deputies had cordoned off the store's parking lot while the coroner's investigator inspected the teddy bear, which could have been seen just outside the entrance of the store. And the coroner was seen gently turning the object around while examining it.
What?
Yeah, and then putting the teddy bear into a pink-colored plastic bag. I guess that's a hazmat evidence bag or something.
Oh, my God.
So, turns out, in a post on Facebook, there is a company called Dark Seed Creations. A person took credit for making the teddy bear. Said, you can't make this up. One of my skin teddy bears has apparently been involved in a prank that brought police attention. This is blank wild. So they didn't put the teddy bear out there. They just made it. Ooh. They're the sick, twisted people who make teddy bears that look like they're made of human skin. And it's got scars and stitches all over the face of it, like they just sewed it together, had been sewn together. One of those little human skin teddy bears costs $165.
Oh, really?
That's outrageous.
I think I'll pass on the Silence of the Lamb there.
But how funny would that be to give that as a baby shower gift?
I really don't know how to put that one.
I mean, imagine they're making men go to these baby showers now. That's a good way to get uninvited to any other baby showers. If you start giving a human skin teddy bear to the mom to be to open in front of everybody.
Man, that would be crazy.
You think it's the same company that makes the skin-like phone cases?
The ones we talked about the other night? No, this is a different company. This is a different sicko company. All right. I think this is my favorite story of the day. Oh, my God, what the cat's right in. Living my life, scene after scene. All right. So there's a man that is he's describing a face-to-face encounter with a mysterious large cat in Rochester. And this was how he described it on the news, on the TV news in Rochester. Listen.
I heard the roar. I felt that roar. I knew to keep it pushing. I knew that.
The roar. I heard that roar. I need to keep it pushing. So he's got a hat turned to the side, scraggly beard, wearing a tank top with a T-ball bat in his hand. So picture that as he's describing it.
After I see the people run, I just see something big just walking just right over here, right here by the bush. It went right over here. I swear, I promise you, it went right over there. And they said, rawr, and I just kept walking. I seen it, seen me, see it. So in my head, I'm like, nah, I gotta go, man. I'm out.
I seen it, seen me, seen it. And I'm like, I'm out, I got to go. And he's cussing, knowing that they're videoing it for the news. He's still cussing. They're having to edit it out. All right, here's something else that he said.
I heard the roar. I felt that roar. I knew to keep it pushing. I knew that.
Curtis Jones says he was
That it was just another cut of just him talking. All right, you ready?
Go. Gotta keep this bat right here, man. I'm gonna keep this bat right here, man. Just in case, I'm gonna protect this. I ain't gonna let nothing happen to us, nothing, okay? They ain't find it last night. It's still out here. It could be out here in one of these bushes or something. You know, them mountain lion, they be rawr, they crawling. And, you know, they serious.
The mountain lion, they be rawr, crawling, and you know, I think in one clip he said it was crawling around, slithering around, or something.
I don't play with lions. I don't play with tigers, bears, nothing with the wild. I don't play with those. I promise you. I don't even do roller coasters. I'm good.
What does roller coasters have to do with He's talking about wildlife. I guess he means I'm just not a daring person at all. I don't even do roller coasters.
The cat's going to get on the roller coaster and row. Take him out.
And keep pushing. Row, row. And he tells the reporter in that last clip, I ain't going to let nothing happen to us, okay? Like, he's going to protect them as well. You know, I'm out here with this bat. I love that. Love that guy. We ought to try to get him on.
Man.
It was an interview. And finally, I just died on your arms tonight. So there's an autopsy technician who's urging elderly people to avoid eating steak, saying that she's seen multiple patients who've died due to choking on meat. Okay. Dolly, who works at a Colorado morgue, made the claim in an interview with Newsweek, saying that it's one of the frighteningly common ways people end up dead. Quote, you can't chew anymore. I guess you get so old, you say, you can't chew anymore. You're going to choke and die. And then you end up in the morgue, and I have to retrieve it from your esophagus. It's disgusting. Oh, that's nice. It's a very caring, sympathetic person. And then she goes on to say, let's see. While old age is the most common cause of death, Dolly dished that her patients have died of all sorts of wild and weird ways. Quote, I've seen everything. Says that she's performed autopsies that include victims of steamrolling and skydiving accidents. And she's also seen those killed in plane crashes and mining disasters, as well as people who have been decapitated. Now, why you got to do an autopsy on somebody that's been decapitated?
I'm thinking about somebody being steamrolled like the old school cartoon.
Yeah. And again, why would you need to do an autopsy on that person to find out how they died? They died because they got, you know, bless their hearts, they got steamrolled.
God bless.
Tough way to go. Mm-hmm. Tough way to go.
And slow.
Yeah.
You know, you don't see any fast steamrollers.
You know, excuse me for dying. Yeah. You know,
I didn't even know that happened in real life.
I'm trying my best to go head first. If it has to happen, yeah, you got to go head first.
Mm-hmm. All right, so there you go. That's tonight's edition of TJ on the News.
The TJ Richie Show, bringing the heat.
Oh, hot, hot, hot.
Whatever that means. This is the TJ Richie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
So, if you want to call at 704-570-1110, the text line is going crazy. 704-570-1110 is the number for that as well. You can text right in here to the WBT text line, driven by Liberty Buick GMC. But most of the texts are just saying, I can't hear you on the AM. Can't hear you on the AM because we're having problems. Oh, we got problems. We got major problems. But guarantee the problems will be fixed by the time some of the valued hosts on the station come back. I mean, I don't know what it is. You think they're getting a lot of heat from the stuff that I'm saying? They're just like, all right, we got to cut him at the ball game at the big 4th of July celebration, the biggest event the station has every year. We're going to cut him at that. Can't trust them. And then let's just take AM off. Let's just, somebody just cut the AM signal, shut him down, so he won't even know. I was watching social media videos today, and I saw something that I think is fantastic. It was two employees, two ladies working for Spirit Airlines. And it was a younger woman and a more mature woman. And the more mature woman seemed to be the dominant one in the scuffle. And I guess the younger one had been trying her patience. So she said, and this is a quote that I'm going to start using. This is the only reason I brought it up. She said, nuh-uh, You talking to me, messing with me. I am not the one or the two. Not just I'm not the one. It's like I'm not the one to be messing with. It's like I'm not the one or the two. So I'm going to start saying that. Isaac, not today. I'm not the one or the two today. So there. I don't play. Yeah, I've been telling you probably ad nauseum now that a lot of black voters in America are fed up with their local governments casting them aside and their needs for the needs of illegal aliens. And the reason that they do that is because the illegal aliens are more important, more valuable to Democrats right now for the breakdown of America, the destroying of America, because they need chaos. And bringing a bunch of people in who don't want to be in, you know, don't want to live the American culture, and they want to bring their third world culture here and the pandemonium and all of that, they're going to pamper that, and they're going to promote that. They're going to do whatever they can to save that. That's why all of these Democrat politicians are pretty much just jumping in the way of ICE trying to protect these illegal aliens, even when they're violent criminals otherwise. But I've pointed out that the black people of Chicago are really the most vocal about it. And their mayor is just a complete scumbag. And now Chicago is bankrupt. And they're having to fire all these people in the school system, shut down schools. They're firing teachers. They're firing other employees because they can't afford them anymore. Because all of their money has gone to illegal aliens and propping them up, housing, feeding them, all of that stuff. So you got their mayor, Brandon Johnson, who claims to be, you know, he'll go on and say things that are even like the he plans to do for black people that is actually illegal in the country. And discriminatory and all, and pretend like he cares when he really doesn't. And his citizens are letting him know about it. Now, I see a government school in Chicago getting defunded, then I think that's great because it's probably an indoctrination mill like you wouldn't even know. But if you live in Chicago and you're looking around and you're saying, hey, where did all of our money go? We can't even afford to have schools because you gave all of our money to the illegal aliens. That's a problem. Now, you could also have the argument that, well, if you're not paying taxes, then what are you griping about? Because it's not money that you're giving. But when you're not paying taxes and maybe you're just paying a little bit in taxes and it's been promised to you that you are the main concern of the city government and everybody else is out to get you. We're here to take up for you. We're here to make sure that you stay, you know, in a lifestyle that, you know, you can feed your family and you have a roof over your head and you have schools and all of that. And then you look up and you're like, wait, what happened to our money you told us we had? Oh, well, that's gone. Where'd it go? Illegal aliens. Oh, well, now I see. Because it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter who the group is, as long as the group, in the eyes of the communocrats, as long as the group can cause chaos and tear the fibers of our country apart. It doesn't matter. I mean, it could be, you know, all of a sudden people with, you know, two heads show up, just big groups of two-headed people show up, and you'd see the Democrats falling all over them if they thought that they could, you know, get some use out of them for tearing apart America and seizing control. That's what you would see. But then again, it's not going to do any good if Republicans can't do anything about it as far as in the eyes of these voters. If Republicans can't get a message together that can bring them to our side, the good side, it's not going to do any good. Everybody's just going to be mad at everybody. And that's not going to solve anything. Okay, so we have a couple of people who are suffering from Trump derangement syndrome that are just so crazy acting, it's funny. And we will play those for you coming up next.
It's TJ Ritchie.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.
He's radio royalty in the Carolinas and Queen Charlotte's sweetest prince. It's TJ Ritchie on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
Thank you for listening, and hopefully you're listening to the live stream or on the FM 99.3, or maybe you're listening later to the podcast. But thank you. We're having some problems. I'm reading through some of the text messages here on the WBT text line, 704-570-1110. You people's 11 listeners seem to be liking that text line. That's cool. That's cool. All right, so the Trump derangement syndrome. I don't know why at some point people can't just see the proof in front of them that Trump is not the bad guy and that they've been lied to and they've actually been made fools of by the media and the professional Democrats. Like, this is a woman, she's young, seems like she's got a lot going for her as far as she seems like she's sitting in a nice car, she's attractive, but she's just... she's just insane the way she's acting. She's talking about, she's wanting something to go ahead and happen to President Trump. And this is it.
When will he die? When will he die? I can't keep doing this. When will he die?
Okay. For the record, there are very few things in this world that are more annoying than when a woman is yelling and clapping at the same time. There, I said it. When will he die? When will he die? He knows he better die. That is so cringy. And it sends chills up the spines of people who aren't crazy. And I don't know if that's choreographed or that's just a natural, when you go ballistic and start yelling, that you just start clapping on every word like that, or whether it is a planned technique to get on your nerves. I'm not sure. But I hate it. Oh, I hate it. Okay. So you also have people who are so insane about President Trump being such a terrible person when everybody knows that President Trump was celebrated by minority peoples up until the first day he declared that he was a Republican candidate for president. Then he became a racist, because that's all Democrats know how to do, is accuse Republicans of being racist. Even when it comes to arresting pedophiles, it's still Trump's fault for being a racist. This is a report that happened in Minnesota, where a group of illegal aliens was arrested, and many of them in this group were pedophiles. Listen.
ICE says all 11 men arrested have ties to Southeast Asia. Today I spoke with one local Hmong community advisor. He does not defend the actions of these 11 men, but says that these deportations are borderline racist. And today we also looked at the timing of these arrests. 11 men arrested by ICE in the Twin Cities last month, targeting what federal officials are calling the worst of the worst. This news release from the Department of Homeland Security even calls out Governor Tim Walz, saying he and his fellow sanctuary politicians are fighting to keep these sex offenders and other criminal illegal aliens in our country. Instead of comparing ICE to the Nazi Gestapo, Governor Walz should be thanking our law enforcement for removing these pedophiles from Minnesota.
It's just a racist deportation that is targeting minority people. So if you're not white, you're not right to be here.
That's Dr. Brian Zhang, a Hmong Minnesota community advisor.
I'm not here to defend what they did, but I'm here to say, look, there had to be a due process.
We checked online court records, and the vast majority of these men were convicted more than a decade ago, long before Governor Walz was in office. All of them have either served their sentence or are on probation.
Hold it. You see what they're doing? Sure, okay, they're pedophiles. We get it. They've got that little thing. And we don't agree with that. But Trump is wrong. Trump is wrong. Trump is wrong. Trump is a racist. And then that other guy, this clown activist, is jumping in with the little rhyme that they're all using. If it ain't white, it ain't right. You're like, okay, all right, keep going this way. Please keep defending pedophiles and sex offenders and scumbags and all of this stuff, because you're trying to prove a political point or make a political point against Trump. Keep doing that. All right, let's listen to what else they have.
Dr. Zhang believes these arrests are targeting the Hmong community.
It feels sad to make everyone look like we are criminal. Like we here.
Hold on.
We don't have.
No, it's not making everyone look like you are criminal or like you are all criminal. No. No, you would rather say that you're involved, you're connected to these pedophiles because of your race, to go against Trump, rather than say, hey, please, I hope nobody thinks that the rest of us are like these guys. No, no, no. You want to throw Trump. It'll make it seem like everybody think we're criminal. No. No, you are putting yourself in the same situation with them. You're connecting yourself to these people. All right, go ahead.
We don't have a purpose here. We just come here illegally, but that is not true.
Yeah, that's what people are saying. They're saying, oh, look, all right, well, they are pedophiles, but we're not all that way. No, they're not. Listen. There could be, I don't care whether they're illegal aliens or not, but there could be pedophiles that are in my neighborhood that they come in there and get, and they could all look exactly like me, and they could all be radio personalities, and they could all be the complete exact profile that I am. And am I going to stand up and go, though, they targeted my white neighborhood, and they're trying to make it seem like just because we all are of the same race and profile that we're all criminal. Hell no, I wouldn't say that. I would go on the news and say, thank God they came and got these pedophiles out of here. And hopefully nobody puts me in the same category with them, because I'm not. I'm better than they are. They're sick. They're criminals. They need to be put away. And if they're proven to have attacked children and molested children and whatnot, then they need to be killed in the death penalty, with the death penalty. You think I'm going to stand there and take up for them and say, yeah, but no, I'm not. You know why? Because I'm not a scumbag piece of crap like these Democrats are, who stand there and make excuses for these violent criminals just because they want to paint Trump as being a racist so they can win political points. Going to stand there and make excuses for pedophiles. Yeah, but it seemed like they target for racism. What are you talking about? You ought to be glad. You should be celebrating that they got these racist, these nasty pedophile pieces of junk out of your area. Why would you want to be connected with them? Why would you want to be associated with them? Idiot. Ugh. People are trashy and dumb. I wish they'd find something out on him. That's what I wish. Taking up for pedophiles. Scumbag. All right, hang on. We got more coming up.
The DJ Richie Show. He's America's coolest conservative. Welcome to the DJ Richie Show on News Talk 1110 at 99.3. WBT.
I told you. Right after my first segment tonight, we had some technical problems, and the main broadcast portion of WBT was off. That would be the AM transmission of the show, which is 11:10 a.m. And I was saying that I didn't want to just throw out my A-list material when the majority of the people who listen live can't hear it. You know, that I would think maybe at least 7-8 of the 11 listeners listen on the AM. But I went on and did it anyway. And then I said, you know what? It's getting kind of suspicious. That, you know, first the big station event, the biggest event the station does all year, that Sky Show thing. There was a quote-unquote equipment failure that caused me to be able to have maybe one half of a segment, and then I was supposed to do my whole show out there. You know, I've gone through it before, and then it was just shut down. Oh, sorry, TJ, equipment failure. Go get some popcorn, enjoy the game. No need to do your show. Then tonight, they cut the whole AM signal off from me because they didn't want me to be on. And then I said, I bet you they get that. I said, I bet you they get that that signal back up before one of their coveted hosts comes on here. And right before we came back on the air just now, young Isaac told me, AM is back. Well, this is my last segment, and Mark Levin's coming on next. So, of course, that's how it works. I've never been treated this way in my life. Up until now, people thought I was pretty good at radio. But they've got this somehow, some sort of a war room going on to see how they can accidentally, quote unquote, take me off the air whenever possible. And if I was getting paid for it, I could, you know, say, well, it doesn't matter to me. I still get paid the same whether I'm on or not. But, you know, I'm volunteering my time here. So we're back on the AM, and if you're listening to this as a podcast, whatever, it means nothing to you. But I'm telling you, it does mean something to me. They wouldn't let Pete Callender stay off for three quarters of his show. No way. Well, first of all, they wouldn't have cut it to make him go off the AM like they did me. I don't know who's in charge of the button and saying, hey, take TJ off, take him off, and let's see, make it seem like an accident. Make it seem like it's just technical difficulties. But anyway, I will say now what, you know, summarizing what my big suggestion was for the messaging of the Republicans from now on. Any Democrat that supports or doesn't denounce even this Rohan Mamdani for mayor of New York, the Republicans need to call them racists because he wants full intifada and violent uprising to make everyone, you know, basically Sharia law is what he would love to have. And that means everyone who's not Muslim. He's against everyone who's not Muslim. So the vast majority of black people in America are Christians. The vast majority of Hispanics are Christians. Therefore, a Democrat that supports his thinking is supporting an anti-African-American, anti-Latin American platform. Simple. He wants to do away with everyone who's not Muslim. So how else could you look at it? So anyone who comes along and says, you know what, we don't agree on everything, but he's important and to the movement and the people of New York and da 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 da, unless you're coming out and saying, hey, that guy is a racist, that guy has no place holding office in America, that guy is against everyone but his kind, he believes, I mean, that's the definition of a racist. A racist is not somebody who makes offensive jokes. A racist is somebody who believes that their race is superior by birth than other races. That's what racism is. And he does. He believes that his race is superior to all others, and he wants all others of his, you know, other than his race and his faith to be done away with. They should be vamoosed. So that's what you got. But I don't see any Republicans putting that out there. But if you do, you're going to draw in a bunch of Democrat voters to the Republican side, and they'll probably be there for a while because it's hard to defend that position. That if you're pro-Mamdani, then you're anti-Christian. I mean, they can get me to write their ads for them. So I do it. I'm a creative type, you know. But I think most Republicans are scared. They're scared to put it out there that way. You can push that up a little bit there, Isaac. Let's feel that. You know, we're safe now. Show's almost over. They're not going to cut it again. Not until maybe tomorrow night. Tomorrow night at, what time do I go on? 7?
7:05.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll let it go to about 7:07, and then they'll think, ah, well, we can do it now without being suspicious. Cut it. That's what they'll be saying. But, I mean, I guess that's what they do to the new guys. You gotta go through some sort of initiation.
Little hazing never killed nobody.
I'm kidding, of course. Or am I? Okay, so Mark Levin is coming up next, and he'll be, of course, broadcasting full power. Remember, God loves you, and ain't nothing you can do about it. I'll see you tomorrow.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.